So tall a tree, so small a man. A man may grow for all he's worth, but only trees are down to earth. So tall a tree, so small a man.
Talking Trees, we do it the second Saturday of every month. If you follow along in your home maintenance calendar, you know where we've got the evergreen pear. And our talking point, our to-do for the week, for the month, is pruning your trees. And real quick, before we get there, we had a text come in from one of our other Outdoor Living Hour hosts. We've got Gary Peterson wanted to know about the fire blight and the evergreen Chinese. You said they're a little susceptible to that.
They are. And fire blight is something that you have to catch, and you have to do several applications. And you start to get it at, like, at bud point, and you do a foliar spray with a bacterial, something that's going to hit a bacterial. It's bacteria is what it is. And so you start in the spring, and when they're at bud point, and then just about to bloom, and then right when the blooms come out, if you hit them three times, like 2 weeks apart, you can control fire blight. Fire blight can be spread with pruning tools, so that's something you always want to have alcohol and spray your tools when you are working with those.
And what does it look like so I know that I'm dealing with it and that I need to clean my pruners now before I move on to the next tree?
Yeah, kind of the most common indicator is the stem tip of the branch will just make a hook, almost like a little shepherd's hook. Hmm. And the tree becomes sickly looking, and a lot of times that's the best sign.
Okay, very good.
Cleaning your tools is actually pretty important because you can and a lot of people didn't realize this, but you can actually transfer disease from one tree to another just like a human would with the flu or cold or what have you.
So how do you instruct your crews to clean their tools? Do you guys have like hot soapy water you have to carry around all the time? Or Sarah mentioned alcohol. Do you have sterile wipes? What's your best practice?
We actually alcohol. That's what I've been instructed to do, and that's what I've learned to do. And the crews always have that with them.
And is it like 100 proof, 80 proof, or can I get like the standard?
I can't tell you that. I make that in the back.
I think it's 8-1. I think it's an 8-1 ratio, but it's a little spray bottle, and they can hook it right on their climbing belts and spray every cut if they have to. When we talk about pruning deciduous trees, right now we've got not only fire blight, but we've got a lot of sooty canker just floating around the valley here. Worst it's ever been. I mean, I've seen more sooty canker this year in 30 years. I mean, it's all in 1 year. It's all over. So any of the trees that you're pruning, the ash, the mulberries, the ficus, any of those that you're pruning this time of year is the great time to do it. We try to always do the alcohol spray.
Okay, well, that's great advice. And when we're pruning, you know, John's laid out a few rules and guidelines over the years about, you know, best practices for pruning. And it's changed a little bit. It used to be no more than 20% of the tree. Now it can be up to 30%. What am I looking at when I'm pruning a tree, or if I'm looking at it, does it even need it?
Sometimes it needs 5%. Sometimes it needs 30%. Based on maturity of the tree, the younger trees can take more pruning, more loss of foliage. You have to think when you're pruning a tree and you're taking foliage away, the tree's saying, oh my gosh, I lost my leaves. So if you take off too much, you end up with a spurt of growth. And you want to, when you're pruning, more direct the tree where you want it to grow.
That's an interesting point, because a lot of times we're pruning it because it's too big. But if you prune too much, it promotes more growth.
Chia pet.
Exactly.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
Well, our natives, especially mesquites, you know, talk about something that can put on a lot of growth in a short period of time. You know, there was a time when we were getting started, I was pruning them 3-4 times a year just to try and keep it under control.
Yeah, you have to pretty much at least annual maintenance on your mesquites, control your water, and also when you have these great monsoon seasons and they just take off, you want to just go in maybe after the spring flush of growth and prune them then, and then you can do another maintenance after the monsoons, but at least before the monsoons on the mesquites. You can also use growth regulators. So you can do a good pruning on a tree and apply a growth regulator, and it kind of holds its prune quite a bit better. You don't get that aggressive growth.
Now, when we're pruning, we've got a lot of different tools. You've got, you know, your little hand shears, and you got loppers, and you got saws and chainsaws. What diameter am I looking for each different tool?
I have no idea. it depends. You can get a hand pruner that's for a half inch or a 3/4 inch. You go after a 3/4 inch, you go up to a loppers. But you can get trim saws. You can get, you know, all kinds of different sizes of saws.
And sometimes it seems like I'll cut a branch with my loppers, and then I'll go to a smaller one it's harder than the previous one. I'm like, I just cut a bigger branch. Why is this one giving me such a hard time?
Well, it's soft wood or harder wood, you know, or dead wood is even really hard to cut.
Are you cleaning the blade?
I am now.
Yeah, okay. But no, it's a really good time to get out and prune the deciduous trees right now. They're at bud break. I've seen some ash really already starting to, you know, they're past flower and getting itsy bitsy leaves. So,
yeah, I love those, the Arizona ash and those, but they're always the first out to bloom, and it just looks like a mold growth on it, and then all
like
of a sudden,
cluster.
Just overnight, it
poof
leaves out, and then the bees come for like a whole week while they're flowering out. You just, the whole tree sounds like a big, huge beehive, and then they're just gone.